Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Today is Friday. It's June the 23rd of 2017. Woo! Welcome to the radio program, everybody. My name is Brandon.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm David the Barrel Boy.
What's on your mind this morning, Kelly Perry?
Are you guys the kind of guys that can sleep really, really well in the rain, or does it bother you?
Oh, I'd sleep right through it.
Oh, I'd pass right out.
When I woke up this morning, the alarm went off, I could hear the light trickle, and I was like, oh, this would be the greatest sleep ever.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. I went home and got about a two-hour nap yesterday, which I never do.
Yeah.
But I've cut carbs this week, cut most of my carbs,
mm-hmm. Yep.
With the idea being I want to be super lean by the time I get to Automax, right?
I got you.
Oh, yeah.
So yesterday I left work, I don't know, about 2:15, 2:30, something like that, and felt absolutely awful.
Really?
Like, I think all my carbs were completely depleted at that point. I'm like, I don't know if I can walk.
That's not very good.
Dude, I went home and crashed.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
That was a good nap, though.
Well, I woke up and still felt awful.
Yeah.
So then I thought, well, now I feel like I have to go get a glass of wine. Which made the
day that
much better.
That always makes you feel that much better.
It does. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I stayed up late watching the NBA draft last night. Malik Monk, he went out there, pick number 11.
Mm-hmm. That was LePanto. A big deal. Right?
And it was so cool because ESPN actually kind of like featured LePanto in their build-up to the draft last night. Showed the LePanto sign and, like, you know, 1,800 people or whatever showed the tattoo he has on his arm and stuff like that. So,
what's he have, LePanto?
Yeah, he has LePanto tattooed on his arm right there. Yeah.
That's cool.
It was pretty cool. And just to watch the draft and see everything go down, the trades and all that stuff, to me, it's always entertaining.
Man, I was glued to it.
My 14-year-old.
I can tell.
You are such a liar.
I think Kurt posted like 4 pictures last night
about
Kentucky.
My son was so excited.
Get him off of Instagram if he's doing that.
He was taking pictures of the TV saying how happy he was.
It's like his favorite players, certain places that they went. And so, like, he was like, Mom, I'd get, you know, hardly he'll ever respond to me when I try to text him. But the NBA draft's going on.
Oh, yeah.
He's all about it.
Well, I get it. He was excited.
Yeah.
Did it last forever, though?
It kind of does.
Because it looked like the block of time on TV was like 4 hours or something.
Yeah. It's not as bad as the NFL draft, but they do it all in one night. So it's 60 picks in that time frame between the first and second round. So it does take a little bit.
Yeah, I know nothing about college basketball.
Do people just sit down and watch that, or do they leave it on and go back and forth and do things like
sweep and
maybe stuff like that? But they do
water plants.
It's only 5 minutes in between picks, so it's not like you wait 20 minutes in the NFL draft, you know.
So I would have probably rather watched that though than to watch what I watched last night. I watched a new TV show.
What'd you watch?
And guys, I tried to watch it because I wanted to stick through it to see how long I could last. I lasted about 5 minutes.
What is it?
The Gong Show.
Oh.
That's funny you said that because I got a text message from a friend. Let's call her Amanda.
Amanda, okay.
And she was like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't even remember what I was doing. She's like, you've got to turn it on channel whatever, The Gong Show. Have you seen that yet? And I was like, no.
Oh, no.
She thought it was hilarious.
And see, I'm sitting here like, how dumb is this show? But I can see where people would think it's funny. Like one lady got a big giant tarantula and put the tarantula in her mouth and played the harmonica.
That's
I thought of David because there was a couple, a husband and wife, who did this banana game where they had these huge bananas and they were spitting bananas across the stage into each other's mouths and stuff.
Okay. No way.
Why did you think of me?
Because you eat a banana every day.
It doesn't matter if I eat a banana every day. I'm not spitting it in someone's mouth. It's not like I'm like, hey, Kelly.
Dude, I think legitimately they would struggle to find 2 minutes worth of highlights.
Really?
It was so awkwardly bad. Like,
really?
It was like for a major network, I'm like, this is awful television.
Really?
Was it live or was it?
I don't think it's live.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know that it, I mean, I don't know how it can make it 5 episodes.
Did people get gonged like they did back in the day?
I literally made it through 3 contestants and was just done with it.
But you know what I'm saying? How they,
they could gong them, yeah.
Oh.
But most people got through and then they give them these random scores from like 0 to 10. So it's like, it's such a variation for whatever you like. I don't even know how it went.
I'll have to watch that.
No, I don't know, man.
I just want to
You'll probably hate me if you watch it.
Why would I hate you?
Was it like when...
Because I mentioned it.
We watched that one show he liked, the robot show.
BattleBots.
He'd probably love this show.
BattleBots is awesome.
Kai liked it. Mm-hmm. Man, you and Kai, when you really think about it, they have so much in common.
They do. Haircuts.
One is 7, one is 24. Do you have a crush on a girl yet?
Just let's move
Kelsey
on.
Kelsey Ballerini.
She's pretty.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So one thing David's afraid of is riding horses.
I wouldn't say I'm just like afraid of it. But there was that one day I may have kind of, sort of,
had
work to do.
When Michael Jackson from Diego Ranch brought the horses here, or, well, a horse, yeah. And we all got to ride it, except for David, who is nowhere around.
I had
around.
Work to do. I had things I had to take care
of. We all did.
David, I found you underneath the console of the board. He was hiding under the table.
That's not even true.
Shaking.
No.
It was weird.
I had legitimate work I had to take care of.
Your kids can ride horses for free at the Diego Ranch fundraiser tomorrow, 10 until 5, at the old Kmart parking lot on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. Diego Ranch with K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I absolutely love summer.
Yeah.
Like, and now it's going to make Kelly mad. Guess what I'm going to say?
You say this every day.
Guess what I'm going to say?
What are you going to say?
Go ahead.
Because we now have a pool in the backyard, it feels like my life is so much more complete. I wish I could swim all year. I'd like to build one of those things over my pool. That way I could swim
in
December.
Like in Florida, how they have those little things. Yeah.
Like a gazebo-looking mm-hmm. thing or whatever, mm-hmm. like a planetarium.
Get it heated.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
Like, because legit, it's like all that stress goes away. So yesterday was raining, didn't get to swim. I felt bad. Like, ugh.
Yeah, it's a pretty rough day for you. I'm sorry.
But I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Like, mm-hmm. I have a couple days off next week to celebrate my wife's birthday. So, like, the summer is awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, like, I know that at some point in the summer, probably sometime around, you know, July the 15th, I'm going to say I can't wait till it cools off.
Yeah, because it's going to be like 120 and muggy outside.
But right now, y'all, I'm digging
it. It's perfect, yeah.
So there was a deal I saw this morning about what's better. Are things better during the summer or the winter?
Okay.
So who wants to be my contestant here? Why don't we go back and forth?
Okay.
We can do that.
And I need you to predict, and you can tell me after the fact which one you agree with, but predict what the majority says.
Okay.
All right, who wants to go first?
Me.
Should I get some music for y'all, like some game show style music?
Yes, that always helps me when I'm on game shows.
All right, like, tell me, should I do The Price is Right?
Yes.
Like, here's what we could do. This one, I'm going to give you the options. Does that make you feel better?
Yes, it's very nostalgic.
Or does this feel good?
No, that makes me nervous.
It's too fast. Okay, how about this one?
I feel like
Bozo the Clown's going to come out.
Oh.
And I'm scared of clowns.
All right, we won't do that one. How about...
No, that's a lot of pressure, too.
It's pressure?
Yeah. I like the first one the best.
Go back to The Price is Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. All right, so I thought, we might as well start with the first one with Kelly. Okay, so you got to predict what people say across the country, the majority, because majority rules.
Okay.
Is getting drunk better in the summer or in the winter?
I'm going to say the majority will say the summer.
You are correct. What's your take there?
Just because it's, I don't know, it seems like more people like to go out and do that kind of thing when it's hot and summertime and lake and beach and that
the river
kind of,
and all that stuff. All right, David, the majority, what do they say? Driving, is driving more enjoyable in the summer or in the winter?
Oh, the summer for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that one.
Kelly, vacations better in the summer or winter vacations?
Summer.
Boom. Spending time outdoors in the summer or the winter, David?
I'm going to say the summer.
Although it's so much fun to go sledding.
I'd rather be at the pool, though, on the raft.
I agree with you.
No, yeah, I agree.
All right, would you rather take a shower in the summer or the winter?
Summer.
I would say the winter.
See, I would say that too.
Because you get warmer in the shower. You don't take cold showers unless you're Eric Birch.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's strange.
Yeah. I almost agreed with you.
He's in the shower right now. Exercising, Kelly, better in the summer or the winter?
I'm going to say summer. It seems like there's...
You're wrong.
Really?
Yeah. Because you sweat and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you get super hot.
You get really nasty in the summertime.
I think there's more things to do.
Okay, eating, David. Is it better in the summer or in the winter?
Ooh. Golly, I'm going to say...
Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I'm going to say summer, though, because you can grill out.
Nope. The majority says they enjoy eating better in the winter.
You can cover it up.
Kelly, is it better to read in the summer or the winter, according to the majority?
Winter.
She's good at this.
Yeah.
David, drinking coffee better in the summer or the winter?
Oh.
I'm going to say winter because it's hot.
All right, y'all got most of them.
Yeah,
but it's just funny, though, when you think about those things, because there really is a season that they're all a little bit more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny when you think about all that, because I never really just sat down and thought, is eating better in the summer or the winter? And now I know.
So my wife picked up a coffee for me, right? And she dropped it off during the after-show podcast.
Uh-huh.
So after my workout, it's probably 12-ish. It's kind of warm outside. I picked up the coffee that I hadn't finished, and I was drinking it on the way back to work.
That's like disgusting.
Makes me want to gag.
I felt so guilty about it, too, because it was so hot outside, and I'm still drinking coffee that's now lukewarm coffee.
Yeah. It's been up for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, man. Ugh.
Anyway, enjoy the summer while you can, because it'll be over before you know it.
Yep.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Miranda Lambert does this interview for BuzzFeed where she talks about a lot of different things. She says her favorite drink is Tito's Vodka and LaCroix. What is LaCroix?
I have no idea.
I don't know, but Tito's is super popular right now.
Is it expensive?
It's not really that expensive. It's just like a distillery in Texas, and it's just slowly grown, and you see it everywhere now.
So I'll have to try it. That's her favorite drink. She talks about her favorite songs as well, and she says it's kind of funny because her favorite song is kind of like picking her favorite dog. She says she's attached to all of her songs for different reasons.
That's pretty cool.
So it's hard to pick just one that she likes the best. They said, hey, what kind of music would surprise us in your phone? And she said that, you know, she has a lot of the standard stuff you might think, but the one thing that would be the biggest surprise would be that she loves Audioslave.
Audioslave?
Really?
The rock band Audioslave would be the biggest surprise. And I was like, well, what do they even do? Because I remember the name. You know, when we first launched our rock station like back in the early 2000s. So I found an Audioslave song. You think you guys would know him?
No.
This
I don't
is
think
called
so.
What You Are. This is kind of what it sounds like. Is that funny to y'all?
That's unexpected.
Yeah.
She's right. It is very unexpected.
I wouldn't expect that from her either. But anyway, a fun interview with Miranda Lambert and BuzzFeed.
Well, you see where Jason Aldean went on vacation with his wife, Brittany?
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, she, I guess, had a birthday, and they went to Bermuda. But this picture they posted on Instagram has been cracking me up because she's, like, up in this tree, and they're, like, 2 feet in the air, but Jason looks like he's struggling so bad and is about to fall.
Oh, wow.
He's like, take this picture now before I fall out of here. But he says...
he's not exactly a small guy.
No,
but... climbing trees.
She's pregnant. She's, like, sitting up there, like, oh, look at me.
But, dude, she's tiny, right?
I
bet if we stood next to her, she's tiny.
Yeah, but she's still a couple months pregnant, and he's the one saying took some work to get her in this tree, but we made it happen. He's the one who's struggling right now.
He's probably out of breath from getting her up there.
Yeah.
Could be true.
Her picture with the baby bump, though, so adorable.
Yeah, it is cute.
Oh, now you agree with me on the baby bump.
She does
it's
look
growing
a little bit
on him.
Cute.
But not, he likes it.
I don't want to get into that.
I'm not saying it's a deal where you're like, oh, my God, you know.
You love pregnant women.
I think it's pretty.
It's pretty.
It's not like I'm seeking after her.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm trying to get at
seeking
here?
Seeking after her.
I think
you are. Okay, so here's some news I did not realize. So the lead singer in the group Midland, Mark Weistrack, okay, which we know Midland from this song right here.
People say I got a drinking problem.
Huh?
Not me.
Reason
I quit drinking last night.
2 hours ago.
Wow.
Living on the run.
All right, so if you don't know Mark, the lead singer, he's an actor. Okay, he was an actor first. He's always been a singer, but he's an actor. He was on the show Passions, and he was also a Calvin Klein underwear model.
What?
Whoa. Yes. That was in like his claim to fame before this. Yep. And then the bass player Cameron Duddy, he did Bruno Mars Locked Out of Heaven. He won an MTV award for his work on that. So like
for like writing it or what?
No, for directing it.
Really?
Locked Out of Heaven. And then Jess Carson basically just has a cool name, but his wife gave birth to their baby in a parking lot. Like, there's so many cool things about this group.
Huh. That's weird.
I know. But
so Midland, I don't even know what Matt looks like.
Well, I happened, for research purposes, I had to research, and he's not too bad.
Well, because when I think of them, I think about them on the red carpet of the CMT Awards with that really crazy old school stuff.
Well, all you have to do is put in Mark Weistrack, and you can see what he looks like.
There you go. David, what's his underwear picture? You got it?
Let me go Google that real fast.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that.
That's just creepy.
It's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I got a text a minute ago that the Memphis Rider is somebody I know.
Oh, really?
That's but it's like, I don't know. I don't understand it. But that's, I'm supposed to be, I tell Craig Stone and anybody who books me on these events, you know, it's like, there's certain people that I'll have matches with, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, because I got to make sure I come back to work on Monday, at least the best I can or whatever. And then he's got this surprise for me at AutoMax. So
that's pretty interesting.
Bigger surprise will be Kelly and Maria in the pillow fight.
Oh,
happening.
Seriously?
Are your kids coming to watch it?
No, they're not.
Oh, they're not going to be able to see you?
No.
Is it because
we're all going out of town?
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
She just decided that right now.
It's just funny. I got a text message that said, hey, surprise, we're all going out of town.
That's not even nice. You should support me.
Yeah. I always support you.
You've never gone to any of my wrestling matches, mm-hmm. ever.
Because I've always been out of town.
I've been to numerous.
You have. David, I love
you.
Oh,
please.
I have. I've seen him wrestle numerous times.
I love you, David.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Thanks, man. Are you going to be funny today?
Professing love for each other.
Well, like, he's my real friend.
Uh-huh, the true friend in the room.
Right. I can tell.
Uh-huh.
She opts to go out of town when I wrestle.
Oh, it's all the time.
It's a station event. I'm going out
of
town.
It's just awkward for me.
I have to go out of town.
I have to leave. Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
I'm out of here.
Bye.
Oh, gosh. That's what she does. I don't even understand.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Okay, so real moment. We all have those moments where you go through a drive-thru and your order just isn't exactly correct.
Oh, I hate that. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, you wanted that burger with no onions and mustard. What do you get? You get onions and mustard on it.
Why do I get the vibe you're about to go into your accent?
You're going through the drive-thru. You don't want any onions. Well, you get onions on it.
Did you get that vibe for a second like he was about to go into that
character? He was doing his Guys and Dolls.
Well, I'm so good at it. I think I should keep doing it. But anyway, so there's this one 19-year-old lady who went through and her chicken nugget order didn't go through exactly how she wanted.
Man, when you want nuggets, I'm telling you, you want nuggets.
You got to get those nugs, right? Anyway, so you get really angry when you go through. What?
So is that what the cool kids call chicken nuggets now?
Nugs, yeah, it's short.
I've never heard someone say nugs.
I haven't either. Show me your nugs.
Let me eat those nugs. Anyway, so this lady got really angry, first of all, because the drive-thru line is super long. Then when she finally got up to the window, the drink wasn't right. She said something was wrong with it, and they shorted her a chicken nugget.
Wait a minute. Mm. A chicken nugget?
Yeah, so you order that 10 piece. That 6-piece, that 10-piece, whatever. You only get 9.
Mm-mm. My kids count.
Here? Do y'all count? Because I do too.
Oh, yeah. You have to count.
But who goes back for
and
one?
And if you get strips and like they're, you know, bad, you know, the little tiny, you know, my kids are like, what is this?
This doesn't count
what
as a strip.
What is this? Yes.
Yeah, that's like the worst feeling.
Now,
ever.
Sometimes you get an extra one.
Yeah, you get a bonus one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
a bonus nug.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this lady got so mad. She ended up launching her drink through the drive-thru window back at the employee and then pulled out a gun.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow, she really is mad.
And there were two other people in the vehicle with them. They got out of the vehicle and started beating on the window, and the employees had to shut the window.
You can't do this,
so
people.
Then they started pointing the gun at the workers and stuff like that and eventually drove off. All to do with chicken nuggets. You can't short the nugs, man.
Thanks, man. I'll be sure to remember that.
Yeah, always remember that.
Thank you.
And remember, people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Almost a weekend. We have rain out there all across K-Fine country this morning.
Not fun.
Lots of rain, too.
But the good news is, tomorrow and Sunday, it looks like it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. So, essentially, as one of my friends would say, my friend Annie, the sun will come out
tomorrow.
One of my wife's favorite movies is Annie.
Me, too. I know every word to that movie.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Give me something.
Which part do you want me to start?
I don't know if I've... I mean, I've seen it, but it's been probably a good 39 years.
Remember it when
I was
one?
Yeah.
I don't think it came out. I think it came out in 1984.
I remember when it came out. I don't think I've seen it since, but my wife loves it.
Yeah, that was my favorite movie growing up.
Like, if they ever do Annie around here, I got to play Daddy Warbucks.
You should. And I'll be Miss Hannigan and be really mean to you.
Was that Carol Burnett?
Yeah.
What would Daddy Warbucks, did he have an accent? Did he talk like this?
No, he didn't have an accent. He was just kind of no.
Annie?
You'd be perfect.
Annie.
Why am I making him have an accent?
Annie.
I could never act on stage. Yeah. Like I saw our buddy and coworker Preston and Brenna kind of like acting and stuff like that in the studio when David tried to audition.
No, you would be great at it.
Brandon, you would be good.
You would be really good.
Because I can't remember stuff. I'd be ad-libbing and throwing everybody off.
Everybody would like, did Daddy Warbucks?
Who is this guy?
Yeah. Daddy Warbucks never said that.
That's what it would be with me because I'd get lost. Yeah. I'd just start making stuff up.
And then whoever is having to act opposite of you would lose it because they'd be like, what?
It'd be is a full-on wrestling match.
Is that what improv is, though? Is basically you just kind of make it up as you go?
Yeah.
So I could do improv theater.
Yeah, you might be really good at improv.
You could be really good at that. You're like Wayne Brady.
Oh, I'm not like Wayne Brady. He's really talented. I'm not that talented.
I mean, you said it, but...
No, I know. I can tell you right there. Anyway, so I'll be Daddy Warbucks. If anybody's casting Annie, I'll be Daddy Warbucks.
I got you. Well, I think my roommate has this thing now where he has to play some kind of weird song as he gets home from the gym. And he usually gets home by the time I'm trying to go to sleep.
So he works out late.
Yeah, he doesn't go to the gym sometimes until 6:30 or 7 o'clock.
So in case you missed it during yesterday's show, we figured out that when Josh got home to David last night.
Don't say it like that. He got home and Rachel was here and then he started playing a pretty funny song.
Because y'all had the lights off and the door closed.
Yeah. And he turned it up as loud as it could go.
So it's his new deal. It's kind of like what I would do to y'all where you pick something to kind of be funny with. So he's going to do it every day.
Yeah, like if we all lived together, you'd be him.
Oh, good.
Anyway, so last night, Rachel wasn't even here. She had left. But he decided to go ahead and play another song for me. The one by Meatloaf. I think it's I'd Do Anything for Love.
Oh, yeah.
So what would he say? He'd call out because you have the thing, right?
He's like, Alexa, play I'd Do Anything for Love. And I would do.
So he's walking around singing this after working out?
Yeah.
He's got his post-workout pump on singing Meatloaf.
Exactly. And I was like, dude, what are you doing?
How loud is that Alexa thing? Is it loud?
It can get really loud. I mean, like, okay, man, you need to turn that down loud.
Really? Like, is there a volume? Because I don't have one yet. Volume control or what?
You can tell it to, like, Alexa, turn it up, and then she turn it up. Or you can go over there, and there's, like, a little thing you just turn. And it turns it up.
Do y'all have one yet?
No, I do not have one. It's what I use my kids for.
Hey, get up. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, Kurt. Ella. Bruce.
Type this into YouTube real quick and play this song for me.
Yeah, but you can play basically whatever song you want to.
Well, I mean, I like the Meatloaf song. I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, but then right after Meatloaf, I don't know what he was doing. He played Metallica, Enter Sandman.
That's he went random.
From Meatloaf to Metallica?
That's just who he is. He plays all kinds of weird stuff.
This one?
Don't say a word. And never mind that noise you heard. It's just like the beast under your bed. In your closet, in your head.
I did love this song.
I didn't realize that Vince McMahon was a part of Metallica.
Yes! Welcome to the XFL. I need to get me one of those Alexa deals.
Do you like Alexa?
I mean, I've never used Alexa. Where would I put Alexa?
It's
put
weird.
It, anywhere.
It sounds like y'all are talking about a woman.
Like Alexa Bliss from the WWE?
Something.
Ooh, hey, now.
Hey, Alexa. She was on our show, remember?
Yeah, she's nice.
Alexa. That's just one of those names that when you hear Alexa.
Oh, yeah. I know what
you're
thinking.
All right, so you automatically think that
she's good looking.
She's good looking, yeah.
She's good looking. That's it, right? I mean,
yeah.
Alexa.
Her name is Alexa.
It's a lot like when I hear the name Rachel.
Rachel.
But you know what? When I do hear the name Rachel, I think of an attractive person because I automatically think of Rachel Aniston. Jennifer Aniston, sorry. Rachel from Friends. Sorry.
Y'all,
anyone can do it. Just leave me alone.
We can't make her up, y'all.
This is me in the flesh, here.
She speaks with such conviction.
Oh, yeah, Rachel Aniston.
I think of Rachel Aniston.
Everyone knew what I meant as well.
She's
what's her name?
100%
Jennifer
correct.
Jennifer Aniston.
Or?
Rachel Green.
Okay.
I know my stuff. I just have issues.
So that name sounds attractive to you.
Yeah,
Rachel.
Yeah.
Alexa.
Mm-hmm. Alexa.
We got to stop
you
doing
said
that.
It.
Yeah, I don't like,
you said
I want
it.
Y'all to quit doing
Give
that.
Me another name that whenever you hear it, you think that person's going to be attractive. Like you're on the phone and somebody calls. Hey, this is blank, blank, blank. What do you think is going to be good looking?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Like, would you like a boy name or a girl name?
Forever, I thought it was Britney. Because of Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Yeah, Britney's pretty good.
You know? Give me a name, David. Any name.
Blake.
Anderson.
No, Lively. Blake Lively.
Oh, Blake, I thought you were talking about Blake Anderson.
She likes that name, too.
So if you hear,
universal.
So if you hear a girl say, hello, my name's Blake.
I think that's really cute for a girl, so I'm going to say.
That's a good one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's a good guy name? What's a hot guy name?
Joey.
Hi, my name's.
No, then I want to go either, but if you go, or I want to say, what was Joey's from Friends?
Tribbiani.
Yeah, so like I automatically think of one of those.
That's weird, right? Yeah. But you call your husband Joe.
I do.
You're the only person that calls him that.
Well, his family does.
All right. Why is that?
That's just, it's always Joe. Been. Yeah.
I want to know more people, because everybody has to have a name they think sounds sexy. Just when they hear the name, what sounds sexy? You know who has a sexy name? The supermodel, Alessandra Ambrosio. Oh,
yeah.
Like, dude, you got to be hot to be Alessandra Ambrosio.
Yeah, and if she wasn't, she'd need to change her name.
Yeah, to like what?
Kelly.
Wow.
Well, like Kelly could be Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think another one that is like kind of built on me recently because of House of Cards is Claire.
Claire Underwood. Claire.
Like, yeah.
Who's Claire Underwood on House of Cards?
It's his wife.
Yeah. Is that
it's Kevin Spacey?
Robin Wright Penn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
and
like,
her name
awesome.
Is Claire. I have a niece named Claire.
Well, now you just made it sound weird. Thanks, Brandon.
I'm never going to say the name like that again because now that's awful.
Forget the name Claire. No right. more.
So it's up on social media. We want to know what name, when you hear it initially, do you think, oh my gosh, that person is attractive. That person is sexy. Just when you hear the name.
Yep.
It's probably
yep.
over the phone because you'd know in person if they're hot or not.
It could be Luke. It could be Brett.
It could be Alessandra.
It could be Miranda.
It could be Miranda.
It could be Rachel.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079. It can be David.
David.
Or you can always call us on the phone lines, 870-935-KFINE, 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this and what's up?
Let's see. Sexy girl names.
What you got? What you got?
How about Shadow?
Shadow?
How about Midnight?
Wait a minute.
How about Velvet?
See, these names don't sound like names I hear very often.
I met Velvet once.
In everyday life.
Well, normally those are associated with a $20 cover charge.
I was about to say, that's where I met all them.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday, happy birthday.
Wait
happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthday sport today. It's Friday, June 23rd of 2017. And local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Myla K. Dubar from Paragould, 2 years old today. Amanda Fallberg is 36 from Jonesboro, so happy birthday to Amanda. Zachary Humway of Jonesboro celebrates. Lisa Young, who's from Marion, happy birthday. Becky Herrera of Truman is celebrating, and Jenny Box has her birthday today. Aww. So special shout out to Miss Jenny Box who celebrated. A happy anniversary also goes out to Sheena and Jamie Sims, 22 years of marriage.
That's awesome.
In Bono. Celebrating tomorrow, Brad Cobble has a birthday from Jonesboro. Andrew Strickland of Jonesboro celebrates tomorrow. Coming up on Sunday, Ariel Brinkley of Jonesboro. Joe Spades of Jonesboro has a birthday on Sunday. Sarah K. Seacrease of Harrisburg will celebrate. Adam Stone of Jonesboro and Jackson Sheedy of Lake City turns 5 on Sunday. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Melissa Rauch, something like that. She's 37 years old today.
Who is she?
She's Bernadette on The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Jason Mraz turns 40 years old today.
Ooh, Jason Mraz. He had a couple big songs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was a Jason Mraz song right here.
But I won't hesitate no more, no.
A lot of his stuff gets done on American Idol.
Yeah.
Wait. I just dated myself, didn't I? Did I just quote Americana?
No, of course not.
Jason Mraz also did this one right here. I remember liking this song.
Well, I won't give up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Jason Mraz celebrates today.
It's funny you bring up American Idol because Randy Jackson turned 61 years old today.
Oh, yeah. Dog.
Yeah, dog.
Come on, dog. What's up,
I have a
dog?
Samurai sword that he has signed.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a martial artist?
There's some people that'll get that. It's just a Step Brothers reference.
Okay.
I don't get it. Solange Knowles is 31 years old tomorrow. That's Beyonce's sister. And her and Jay-Z have had some troubles in the past.
Yeah, she beat him up in an elevator one time. That's just what happens.
Mindy Kaling is 38 years old today. Kelly Kapoor on The Office.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mindy on The Mindy Project. Mm-hmm. Mick Fleetwood is 70 years old tomorrow. Fleetwood Mac.
All right, celebrate him.
What does this make you think of, Brandon?
President Bill Clinton. You too?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a rally song, wasn't it?
I forgot about that.
That's funny that we still have that memory, because that was a minute ago. Mick Fleetwood celebrating a birthday today. You can go your own way. Who else you got?
Busy Phillips is 38 on Sunday from Dawson's Creek, Freaks and Geeks.
Okay.
Angela Kinsey is 46 years old. That's Angela on The Office.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky Gervais is 56 years old as well. He was on the British version of The Office.
Right.
Jimmy Walker is 70.
You know who that is? Dynamite.
Oh,
good times.
Yeah. Yep.
JJ.
And Carly Simon is 72.
All right, let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Zachary Humway, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Baxter in the morning.
So if you're listening to the After Show podcast, just a heads up, it gets longer every day.
It does. Pretty soon it'll be 4 hours.
But David, who was it that reached out that was like doing a shout out about the After Show?
It was a good buddy of mine. His name's Edgar, and he texted me and said, hey, I really like the After Show. I actually liked it a little bit longer. And I was like, cool, man, thanks.
So shout out to Edgar, who's listening to the After Show as well. Mm-hmm. It's the podcast, the full show, and the After Show up on iTunes and Google Play Music if you want to check it out. Let's do some country music news.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, congratulations to my girl, Carrie Underwood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, might as well,
I was
right?
wanting to know if you were going to this event, if she was flying you down.
We talked about it. I told her that I had previous commitments, but I was going to try to, you know, free myself of those commitments. Because Carrie Underwood is going to have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That is really cool.
Oh, in L.A. Cool.
So, yeah. And, well, you know, that you walk down there and you see, okay, here's Bob Hope, here's all these different people, and now Carrie Underwood's going to be there too. So this year they're going to put stars out for Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg, Harry Connick Jr., Weird Al's going to get one this year, Simon Cowell, Kirsten Dunst, Jennifer Lawrence, Jack Black, Carrie Underwood.
So well, Carrie's good. Forever linked with Weird Al and Snoop Dogg.
And she's the only country star who's getting the star.
That's cool.
And I would imagine that, you know, there's probably not a lot of today's country stars that have those stars. But she's probably the ones from years past. But
she's had such a big impact in the world of music and TV, and it's just,
Just shout out to Carrie Underwood going to the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
And speaking of someone who's had a lot of impact on music and TV, Shania Twain. Of course, she's got her new single out now called Life's About to Get Good.
Oh, I want to play it. Can we play it?
Please. Yeah, of course. I listened to it a million times yesterday.
So good.
Do you love it?
I love it. Oh, life's about joy. Life's about pain. It's all about forgiving and the will to walk away. I'm ready to be loved.
It's just a feel-good song, man. Everybody. I heard her do an interview about the song where she was talking about when she wrote the song, she was kind of in a place, she described it as melancholy. Hmm. Like, it's not a really happy song when you listen to the words, but the beat makes it sound happy.
Yeah,
it does.
Because she was down in the dumps and telling herself, you know what, life's about to get good. I'm going to make it better on my own.
So, I like that. Anyway. She's got a new album coming out now in September 29th. And with all of that, she's getting her own Country Music Hall of Fame exhibit.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's opening
that
up.
That would be cool to go see.
Yeah, it's opening up June the 30th, called Shania Twain, Rock This Country.
Well, dude, because she has so many iconic outfits and video things from back in the 90s.
Think of a leopard print, like halter top is what I keep thinking of.
A lot of that's going to be in there, too. So that's a lot of outfits she wore in the music videos, some of those outfits she wore in the Super Bowl halftime performance, the actual Grammy she's won. So it's pretty cool. And even outfits from her first performances in Canadian bars. That'll be out there.
Oh, wow.
So lots of history with the Shania Twain thing opening up June the 30th.
Sweet.
So Luke Bryan treated his VIP fans to a brand new song that he is debuting. It's called Like You Say You Do, and it's all about demanding respect for a woman. We have a little clip of it. Basically, he was on stage. You know how he'll have the thing for his VIP fans of like a pre-concert before his concert? So he did the song then. So it's just him and his guitar.
And the name of it?
Like You Say You Do.
Like You Say You Do. Okay, check it out.
I watch you tell everyone that she is your only one, but I see the other side, know all the things you wanna hide. Man, you put you up a real good front, you thinking you got everyone, but you ain't got me fooled. I see right through. If you love her like you say you do, then why don't you love her like you say you do?
Dang.
Cause I wanna love her like you say you do.
Wow. How about it?
If you ain't gonna treat her right, then don't make her lie awake another night, waiting for another dream that just ain't coming true.
Dang.
If you ain't gonna love her like you say you do, then I wanna love her like you say you do.
Dang.
I like it.
Telling that guy how it is.
I like it too. That's Luke Bryan, and that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I've told you guys over the last couple of weeks, because I watched like a Michael Jackson movie.
Yeah.
And it was...
The Lifetime movie, right? And he freaked out over it.
And he talked about it for like 2 weeks.
Y'all make it sound so stupid. But it was good. Like, and
no,
I loved Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And I know David doesn't get it because he sees, you know, at his age, he saw all the negative stuff.
Yeah.
I remember the positive times. And I remember, of course, not wanting to believe the negative times.
Right.
But like, so I've been in my Michael Jackson phase again.
Just kiss me, baby, and tell me twice that you're the one for me. The way you make me feel. The way you make me feel.
Like, so many really awesome songs. So I bring this up because the more I pay attention to Michael Jackson, the more interest I have in his children now that they're older.
Right.
Right.
Right. And so I hadn't followed Paris Jackson on social media, but I knew she did this modeling deal and she was kind of becoming her own personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And evidently, because she did an interview recently where she said that people are actually fairly mean to her on social media.
Really?
Man.
And I hate to hear that because, you know, she's 19 years old.
Right.
We've seen her since she was a little girl, even with the mask on. But then, you know, we've seen her grow up and the modeling and all that.
Yeah.
But she says a lot of her dad's fans are her fans. You know, like we follow her because of him.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And that some of them have ideas that what she might be doing or the way she might be living her life might not be the way that they want her to live it. So they feel like they should have the freedom to tell her. And there's a part of her that's like, man, social media can drive you crazy because people feel like they should be able to tell you what to
do. They have a say.
So I looked up a deal that was talking about celebrities that don't have social media, because most of them do, right? And most of them push out whatever their agenda is, whatever their story is going to be.
Yeah.
And like Katy Perry just surpassed, like, what is it?
100 million followers on Twitter. That's like almost a third of the entire United States population.
That's crazy to me. 100 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So every time she sends a tweet, there's no telling if you could put like valuation of value on that, what that would be worth.
Oh my gosh. And you think 100 million could look at it, but then you think of all the retweets and likes that other people will see on top of that. So it could be 200, 300 million people. You just don't know.
Do you follow her?
I don't think so.
I think I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm surprised she doesn't follow you. With all the big celebrity names you have in there.
I'm going to work on that so I can get the Katy Perry follow. Maybe I can get an interview with Paris Jackson at this point.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
Let me try to work on that.
Yeah.
Is that going to be my new agenda? Because Tiffany Thiessen didn't respond to me all day.
And Brett Eldridge never did respond to me either.
Forget them both. Let's wipe them.
I know.
Wipe them out.
Let's wipe the slate clean.
Boom. See you later. Moving on.
Word I think you could use.
What would it be?
I don't know about wipe them.
What do you mean?
That just seems kind of...
Wipe the slate clean?
I was thinking of something else.
Like a chalkboard?
Yeah, see, I know you probably didn't have chalkboards when you were in school.
The dry erase.
Exactly.
We had smart boards.
Yeah, but you still wiped, right? So celebrities who don't have... Do you still wipe? That sounds stupid. Now when I say it, it's like, oh, that's gross. So celebrities that don't have social media, I'm going to hit you with some names, and you're probably not even going to realize they don't have it.
Okay.
But like, you got to be a big star not to have social media now.
Oh, right?
I think so, yeah.
Because that means you don't need it. Because I think a lot of people have it, not because they necessarily want it, but when they have a public account, because if you just want to follow the news, you don't have to be public with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Make
a
fake account and follow news.
Yeah.
But you're doing it to get attention, to draw attention to whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the people big enough to not need social media.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, wow.
No social media.
I'm surprised by
that. Good for her.
And see, I'm surprised by that one, too, because she's young.
Yeah.
And you would think she would have
mm-hmm.
it. Brad Pitt. No social media.
Surprises me not at all.
Why not?
It's Brad Pitt.
He's aloof to that, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't care anything about it. Angelina Jolie, no social media.
Yeah, I guess those two kind of don't surprise me.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson, no social.
Yeah, that one surprises me.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit,
I figured she'd be the one, you know, to have it. And I don't know if she would be the one to use it, but it would be like promoting movies or modeling or
what
whatever.
She's doing like socially.
Exactly, yeah.
As far as like, here's the cause I'm standing up for today. Mm-hmm. George Clooney, no social.
Doesn't surprise me.
Huh.
Sandra Bullock, no social. Jennifer Garner, no social. Does Ben Affleck have it?
I don't think so.
Mila Kunis, no social
that
media.
That one surprises
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that surprises
because
me.
Because her husband's all over it.
Mm-hmm. And then she is kind of in that younger category as well.
So when Twitter was first really getting big, do you remember how popular the Ashton Kutcher social media was?
Huge.
Like he was the guy that everybody talked about.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And his stuff was retweeted by everybody.
Yeah.
And I don't even see any, like I didn't know if he was still on.
He is. And now he only has like 18.1 million followers.
Such a down number compared to people today. But like back then he was one of the top celebrities that had it.
That's crazy.
He still tweet?
Mm-hmm.
He does? Okay.
Oh yeah.
That's funny. Like John Mayer, his Twitter account was massive for a minute. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Like when he was dating Jessica Simpson. And I never see anything from John Mayer anymore either. No social for Julia Roberts. No social for Jennifer Aniston. No social for Bradley Cooper.
How do these people not have social media?
Wow.
Because to us, it sounds crazy. But to them who live in such I guess the limelight so much, they probably see it as, I don't need people to have more access.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, we get enough access to these people anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But would it not help your cause to have social media if you're a huge celebrity?
I would think so.
Or do you think it would just, like, hurt your image more? I guess,
I think, no. I mean, most of the people that we follow on social media are carefully crafting what they're putting out. They're not allowing people to put out bad stuff.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so like we're seeing the shiny side of whatever they want their image to be.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe they just don't want to see what people say about them because people get pretty nasty on social media, like with the Paris Jackson stuff.
And that's where she's getting her feelings hurt and stuff like
and maybe
that.
Maybe they're just like, you know what? I've been in this industry for long enough. I don't need that kind of stress. I ain't doing it.
Yep. I respect the people who don't need it and don't want it.
Yeah, I do too.
You think they still look at it? You think they have a phony account just to follow the news or do they not care totally?
I think they have people that probably follow for them.
Yeah. Like tell them what's up.
Yep.
Well, I mean, if they just went through their tweets and replies, you'd get 1,000 every second, you know?
Yeah, and that'd be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't actually manage that.
Yeah.
No.
It's interesting, though, the people who don't have it and then the people who are bugging Paris Jackson because they're fans of her dad. Hey, if you're a fan of her dad, leave her alone.
Right.
Yeah.
That poor kid, the stuff she's gone through and the life she's had to lead and all that stuff, where her career is still based on her dad, even though she's ready to do something different.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Just leave her out of it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So 18-year-old Brandon is super fired up, super happy right now because on the runway, on fashion shows in Paris, guys, which is important because I model all of my fashion off of the runways.
Right.
Absolutely.
They are bringing back, models are now wearing sandals and socks once again.
Were the models like granddads? Because my dad used to do that.
Did you
and
never
my
do
grandfather,
it?
No, I did it back when I was, it was Birkenstocks and white socks.
Yes, I did it shorts. Too. And shorts. Mm-hmm. And I would wear the little short cutoff shorts. I don't know if my mom, I don't know if my mom wouldn't go buy me like jean shorts when they were cool or
we
what was going
her.
On. Because mine were always cut off.
Yeah.
And you guys have seen them and you guys make fun of them every time you see them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they were cut up to like way up there, you know, pretty
shredded.
High up. Yeah. See a little bit of.
Almost what? Like the Hulk had worn them.
Yeah.
After he had gotten upset.
The angry Hulk.
Except I had nobody like the Hulk at that point. You know, it's funny though, because like looking back, I'm trying to figure out what was in my mind when I was trying to think that I should cut those off and why I went that short.
Yeah.
Because like if I would have wore those to school, because I didn't wear them to school. I wore them when I was out at wrestling shows. If I would have wore those to school, I would have really been picked on. Like, I was picked on as a kid anyway.
Yeah.
But can you imagine if I wore those Daisy Duke booty shorts out?
Yeah. I mean, with a little bit of, like, you know, cheek hanging out.
I don't think my cheek was hanging out. Now, I can tell you, though, because I...
That's debatable.
There was a time where they might have got a little bit too tight.
We have that picture, because we put you next to... Wasn't it... It was Jessica Simpson.
Jennifer Simpson.
Jessica Simpson and you side by side.
And this is Rachel Aniston and Jennifer Simpson?
Yes. And y'all were side by side, and you had on gosh. Daisy Dukes. And I'm pretty sure that your
you were showing
rear
off
end
was
bigger than hers.
It was tighter, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
They were way too tight at that point.
I don't know how you put those on.
And the worst part about that was I was playing a celebrity softball game against Jerry Lawler in Jackson, Tennessee. And I wore those.
How did you even run the bases?
I could barely breathe, Kelly.
Did you have to go to the doctor afterwards?
I believe I've had issues.
I'd believe it.
Stunted growth.
Talk to your wife.
Hey, shut up. No, but like the idea of the sandals and the socks, I thought that was so funny because at one point, I know it looks really crazy now. And you really think if you see somebody doing that, somebody should tell them it looks so out of style. But for a minute, that was so in style.
Yeah,
I can't believe
and we that wore them with fanny everything. Packs and all that. We wore them with dress, with like dresses. We wore them with shorts, jeans.
Golly.
But and they were Birkenstocks.
And they weren't the shorty socks
either.
Let
me take that back. I didn't have actual Birkenstocks. I had whatever.
Faux-in-stocks?
I had Faux-in-stocks.
I wonder if I had the real ones. I got to find the picture of me in the shorts and the sandals. And
it's
you can
somewhere.
Tell me. Because I have it on my computer.
Oh, yes.
Dude, that's brutal. That's
it'll embarrass my wife if I post it, though. She hates when I post stuff like that. She's like, why do you do that? That's so embarrassing. You've come so far. Yeah. Why would you ever...
Don't go back to that.
Why would you ever remind somebody that you did that?
So now you're going to think about actually bringing it back, aren't you?
Well, like legitimately, I believe fanny packs are coming back too. And it like these pictures from back in the mid-90s when I was doing that stuff, where you make fun of them. At one point, y'all are going to be like, you know who started the trend? Brandon Baxter started the trend.
Yeah.
Way back in 1994.
Because Kylie and Kendall Jenner will be wearing Birkenstocks with socks any second.
Yeah, and if they do. Were your socks the high socks?
Yes.
Yeah, and you
we
push
them
down. Like, oh, you actually pull them
we
up?
We pulled them up, but we'd push them down sometimes too.
So you would push them down with the socks on?
Yeah. No, you'd push down the socks.
With yeah,
the
that's what I'm saying.
With
like
the
you,
sandals on.
Yeah, because yeah, so you wanted it. You didn't like there was a point in time, and I know it's changed a little bit now, because at one point Kai was pulling them up because you wanted them to be as high as they could be, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now they're pushing them down.
Is it back?
Mm-hmm.
They're pushing them back down?
Yeah.
No, they're
not ankle socks or anything like that.
There's a thing now where people are putting on the New Balance shoes and wearing the shorts that I like to wear. They're a little bit short and wearing the socks that come up to like right here. So like mid shin.
Well, and kids are doing that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Kai started doing that when some neighbors started doing that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people doing that now.
So, anyway, I'm going to find the picture, share it with you guys. I was a fashion trendsetter, and I didn't even realize it. When I was setting fashion trends back in 94, 95, I could have been beat up everywhere I went. But by 2019, it's going to be huge.
Yeah, so you're, what, 25 years late?
Wait, no, he's
25
early.
Years 25, early.
25 years early, yeah. I'm sorry.
There's so many people
early.
That are going to need to apologize to you.
They will. And the people who made fun of me when I had to shave my head, because now everybody's shaving their head.
I know.
It's just what people do.
He's Mr. Cool over here. Actually, he's Mr. Clean.
I think they used to call him that when he was
in school.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
My wife's birthday is coming up next week, so I have a couple days off early in the week. We're going to hang out together and just do some stuff.
Go to the pool.
Have you made plans?
Mm-hmm.
That was not very convincing.
I will reiterate that she did a great job celebrating your 40th birthday.
That's where the pressure is, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Legit, in my mind, that's pressure. She did a great job, but
no, I
can't do the
too.
Same thing. I can't do the same thing.
I have pressure too on me. I know.
For your husband? Oh my gosh. Yeah, yours is even more impossible because he flew you around the country and stuff.
Yeah.
But like my wife was awesome and like she kind of knows what she wants to do. Like one thing she wants to do and like we'll do a special dinner. Like she loves makeup and Victoria's Secret, all that kind of stuff. Stuff that's tougher for me to pick out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be more like, hey, you've celebrated your birthday all year.
Good luck. Kelly, this will be the last time
we've
see
you've had a year-long celebration. So.
Yes, yeah,
so
I was actually preparing you for the last year.
Right.
Let me show you the bank account. No, legit, so we're going to do some fun stuff though, and like just hang out and all that. So I'll be gone the first couple of days of the week next week.
That'll be fun.
I'll be off of work. Kind of like David. Kind of like David was. And I haven't told you this, but I got back to work yesterday after my lunch and workout and stuff. And I look
over.
It's
2-hour lunch. Go ahead.
I wake up at 4 o'clock.
So do I.
I work at night.
You work at night?
You're in the pool at night.
No, who gets... Y'all are about to both get blasted. Who does all that work at night to make sure we have a show for the next day?
You do.
Not you, David. You can't even give me one line.
What do you mean?
You can't even give me one line.
I gave you plenty of stuff.
Not stuff that's worth anything.
He basically said, David, your life is boring.
I do, but I do work not just about me. I mean, it's easy for me to do me. I can do me all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you do you?
Of course I can do me. That's what I was doing yesterday.
He walked right into it, didn't he?
Golly.
Wow.
You're listening to Brandon Baxter in the Morning with David the Barrel Boy.
Of course I can do me.
I did me yesterday. So stupid. So I walk by. It's after lunch. I see David in a different studio. Mm-hmm. Give him the wave. Go to my office. I'm here for hours afterward. I walk back down the hall. I'm going to leave. Like, legitimately, it's 3 hours later.
It is not. It was 2.5 at the most.
He's still in the same position. And what he does, he is what I'm going to now term as a, because we call these radio studios, he is a studio squatter. We have a couple studio squatters, and what they do is they use the studios as if it's their personal office space.
That is not even close to being
because
true.
The microphone, there's no way you did 2.5 hours worth of work. So what truly happened was he got in here, and here's what I see when I walk by. David's doing this.
He's sitting
in the room, and he's on his phone.
I was checking social media for stories and things I could do.
For hours?
No, you catch me at that one moment. It's not like I was on there for 2 hours. That's not,
2.5, David. You just admitted that.
No.
Uh-huh. You were in the room for... took you forever.
No.
You're a studio squatter.
I'm not.
So I called him out on it. I walked right into the room and I called him out.
And what'd you say?
In front of one of his buddies. You know what they were doing? They were talking sports.
Oh, let's talk about the NBA draft.
He just got off his sports show, and he decided to come over there and talk to me for a
minute. Why don't you go in his room, then?
I'm not going to go in there and bother them when they're doing a live show like that. No. I was just taking care of a couple of things, and then he decided to walk in, and I talked to
him. Y'all talked for an hour.
We did not talk for an hour.
David,
okay, an hour and a half.
Making stuff up. It was like maybe at the most 30 minutes.
Well, it's time to tell you.
That's a long conversation.
We have cameras in here.
We do.
So it was timed.
Okay, I know that's a lie.
It was timed.
We could never afford to have cameras in here. We can't even put lights outside.
Man, that's all true.
Is it still true that we can't even have lights in the parking lot?
Yeah. But, you know, he came up to the window of the studio and he looked at me and mouthed, "What are you doing?"
I might have
said. I can so see that.
Yeah, he might have said something a little bit more on top of that, too.
What the blank are you doing? Because he had been there for 3 hours.
It was not 3 hours.
Sweet geez. Gilligan and the skipper could have been faster than you were.
Yeah, it's true.
That's not true.
Gilligan,
you weren't even here. You can't say anything.
Everyone was talking about it.
It's become a deal. This is intervention time.
Well, Brandon, at least I was working yesterday afternoon. Whenever you go out to the pool and fall asleep and do whatever it is you do.
Because I've already worked 12 hours of the day.
I work as much as you do.
All right, we're going to go around. We're going to poll everybody.
No, I'm not saying anything.
I want to poll the crew.
I refuse.
David, you want to poll the crew?
You're the one who said it first.
Kelly, I'm going to write this down. I want you to take the poll.
It depends.
And go to everybody across the building.
I'm not. All right. Oh, how many hours do you work a day?
You're going to be the poll taker.
Who works more?
Okay. Her name is Poll Taker.
Okay.
and I'm going to send you around the office.
Okay.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Miranda Lambert does this interview with BuzzFeed. She talks about the music that we probably wouldn't expect on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the band is Audio Slave.
Really?
Audio Slave.
Audio Slave.
That's, yeah, that is very unexpected.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that. What would we see on your phone that we wouldn't expect?
Music-wise?
Yeah, is there anything?
Gosh, there's a lot of 80s hits in there.
Spice Girls?
No, there's no 90s. Spice Girls. There Debbie is a little Gibson. Bit of 90s in there.
See, I like the 90s stuff. Mm-hmm. 90s rock, some of that grungy rock that I grew up on.
Yeah, I have some of that. I have a lot of 80s pop stuff that you may not expect.
Like the Sunglasses at Night. And
8675309.
Jessie's Girl.
Yeah, I love Jessie Girl.
You mean to play that for a second?
Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
Yeah, that's a good song.
What does that even mean?
Let's go.
I don't think it has a very good meaning.
Oh, is it bad?
No, I think it's kind of dirty.
Are you being serious?
Oh. Yeah, you never looked at the lyrics of that?
No.
Me either. Look them up.
Look them up.
Okay, I'll look up that right now.
All right, I want to play Jessie's Girl just because I haven't heard that in a minute, okay? Is that okay? If we treat Friday like it's the after show podcast and just do whatever.
Sure. Let's do it.
Is that fine?
No, I wish that I had Jessie's Girl.
Okay, so back to Miranda Lambert. Anyway, she's talking about a number of different things. They asked her, hey, Miranda, what's your favorite song that you've put out? And she said, picking a favorite song is like choosing my favorite dog. I can't do that because I love them all individually for who they are.
Yeah.
She loves all the music that she's chosen to put out. They all have different meaning to her, so she can't pick just one song that's her absolute favorite.
That's pretty tough. Okay, so I did find the lyrics to Come On, Eileen.
Okay.
And there's this one part in here at the very end. It says, oh, come on, Eileen. Oh, I swear what he means at this moment. You mean everything. In that dress, oh, my thoughts, I confess. Well, they're dirty. Come on, Eileen.
Well, just because it says the word dirty doesn't mean that the lyrics are dirty.
I don't think it's dirty either. I think you it's a seventh grade sense of humor.
That is not. No.
They David, said dirty.
You need to grow up.
You and listen, I are telling David to grow up.
See, you can just call me Mr. Maturity.
Because back in high school, that was one of his nicknames, was Mr. Maturity.
Mr. Maturity was one of my nicknames in high school. Uh-huh. That's what people called me.
I feel like I'm getting talked to by the principal because your face was so serious. It's like I'm sitting down in a chair. You have a desk in front of you and you're saying, David, you need to grow up.
I mean, I'm just telling you, when you look at me and you hear me talk and the things that we talk about, you think maturity.
David.
Basically.
Mr. Maturity.
It screams maturity.
David, you're 13 now. It's time for you to grow up.
So tomorrow at Automax, it is Mr. Maturity versus the Memphis Rider. That's a headline matchup.
Well, you guys know when they make like the hottest male country star list and they'll, you know, whatever.
Oh, Sam Hunt's going to be at the top and Luke.
Well, there's a new guy that's going to probably be on there. His name is Mark Weistrack, and he is the lead singer in Midland. And you know Midland from this song, Drinking Problem, right here.
People say I got a drinking problem. That ain't no reason to stop.
I do love this song.
People saying that I've hit rock bottom. Just cause I'm living on the rocks. It's a broken hearted drinking problem. So pull my
bottle off. Not only can this guy sing, he used to be on the soap opera Passions, and he used to be, get this, a Calvin Klein underwear model.
Are you serious?
I've applied to be one.
Have you?
Yeah.
He's done a lot of modeling, so pretty cool about him.
Is he the middle guy?
Yeah, middle guy.
That's an underwear model?
Yeah.
He's the one in his underwear.
They do still, like, they are so urban cowboy, like 70s, 80s cowboy that it's funny to me.
I love that.
So
the underwear picture?
No, that. You were talking about how they were urban cowboys,
oh,
so
I'm
70s
sorry.
And 80s.
Yeah.
And
my mistake.
Right. I like that. I like them. That's all I'm saying. No more.
Thanks, buddy.
That's your country music
news. Thanks, buddy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there's talk on the Bachelor in Paradise deal. I guess all the girls are going back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. Corinne evidently hasn't gone back and hasn't been invited back. She wasn't wanted back by the producers of the show.
Dude.
Wow.
This whole thing is bad.
The same point, though, she's also the one who says that they currently have an investigation onto the show. Like, the show investigated itself again, and they found... Hey, I checked myself out. I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
They found out they didn't do anything wrong. Corinne says she still has a legal team that's kind of looking into that. That's probably why she's not back.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. DeMario, is he going back or not?
Yes.
No, he's not going
back.
Are
you sure?
Yeah,
he chose not to go back.
Okay. I read that yesterday. He has declined his option to come back.
They wanted him to go back too.
Yeah, they wanted him to go back, but he's saying no.
It'd be funny if they started dating in real life.
That's crazy.
He even said he's done with reality TV completely.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. Like... Here's what happens when you do those kind of shows. It's like you get out there so fast, but then like you see a ton of people who do those shows.
Mm-hmm.
But how many have the legs to stick?
Yeah.
I saw Corinne's boyfriend. Like, she's been with the same boyfriend for a while, and he's standing by her and believes what she says and her story.
Dang.
Well.
And they've been together like 8 years or something like that.
Hmm.
So can you imagine... Like, you're with somebody and you've been dating them for a long time, and then they tell you they're going to go on The Bachelor to try to get famous.
That's what I was thinking. Like, why is she going on The Bachelor?
Yeah, they must have a special relationship.
It's just for TV. It's just to try to get famous.
Yeah, but then they end up, what if she got it all the way to the very end and they got married?
Well, then they would never get married.
But like, she was
because
so,
it's TV.
How do you say, on that show, she was so
provocative.
Yeah. Would you like allow Leslie to do that?
Just not at all.
Right.
She wouldn't want to do that, though.
Right.
We would never elect to do that.
Yeah. It's weird.
It is weird how they did it, though, because, you know, she was out there doing the thing that she was doing, and he was at home having to hear all the stories about what she was doing. Because, like, her deal ultimately, and we kind of probably figured this even when she was, you know, a year ago or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was thinking her own spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the girls that go there are thinking they're going to pick me to be the one that everybody pays attention to.
Right. Right.
And Corinne was doing the over-the-top stuff with the idea that she would separate herself from the rest of the pack, which she did.
Mm-hmm.
It just might have backfired a little bit.
Yeah, and that's what it looks like. Anyway, that's the latest on Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise. I know the girls are going back. Raven Gates going back from what we can tell on social media. All right, so Kelly.
Yes.
It's time for you to bring some good news to the room.
And I've got one with a great happy ending. So there's this 91-year-old woman named Marie, and she was in Florida, and she was at a grocery store, and two guys stole her wallet. One of them kind of distracted her while the other guy grabbed it out of her purse. Now, remember, she's 91. She had all of her food stamps in there, and there was about $60, so she was really upset. Okay.
You could only find those guys, right?
Right.
Exactly.
So one of the cops that responded was a woman named Janelle, and she's been a police officer there for less than a year, and it happened to be her last day of field training. Okay, so her last day. So she could tell how shaken up that Miss Marie was, and she just wanted to get her home. So she talked to the manager at the store, and the police officer, Janelle, paid for her groceries.
Wow.
Okay, so it's not clear how much they cost, but she told Marie that the store was covering it, called her back later, and paid for everything in the cart. Okay, all of that.
That's good, yeah.
Well, Miss Marie started crying. She gave her a big hug. And anyway, they went over to her house, and they were able to, her and her partner, the police officer and her partner, went to her house, gave her more money, and there's a picture of her with the two police officers. I'll show you guys. But little old tiny woman, 91 years old, with the police officers at her house, and they came to make sure that she was okay, and didn't give an update if they had found the guys, but the stuff that was inside her purse was taken care of for her by these sweet police officers. So there is a story with a happy ending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So it looks like Wonder Woman is set to break some records over the weekend.
It looks like it's about to become the highest grossing live action movie directed by a woman.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, the current one is Mamma Mia, which is kind of weird to me.
Mamma Mia.
But it made like 609 in 2008, and Wonder Woman should surpass that today if it didn't yesterday, definitely over the weekend, and it could become the highest for a female director of all time, which is held by Kung Fu Panda 2.
I want to go see it again, actually.
What, Kung Fu Panda 2?
No, Wonder Woman.
I haven't seen it yet. We still haven't gone.
It's so
good.
But
you were kind of telling me it was kind of slow for kids.
Yeah. So we'll keep Kai. You can take Leslie.
I may go see that this weekend. Because that sounds like a good...
There, Dave.
A lot of plans except wrestling.
Yeah.
I already had plans to go to Little Rock with my girlfriend.
Now all of a sudden you have to sand something.
Yeah, I have to go sand furniture. I was told to bring work clothes, and I was like, okay, what do I have to bring in
work
clothes
for? He was told to bring
work
clothes.
Yeah, and then they said, we're going to be working on furniture.
What kind of, like, if you're going to bring work clothes, what is your idea of work clothes?
Hopefully those stupid shorts.
So I don't have to wear them ever again?
Please.
They'll just pin at you. No, like some jeans and like a t-shirt or something like that. I don't know.
So normal attire.
Yeah, basically.
It's basically the same thing you're going to wear. What do you, so like, how big of a project is this that you're going to be doing?
Well, she's sanding down, my girlfriend, all of her furniture and painting it so she can have it all ready whenever she moves up here.
Does she think this is going to be something that's a really fast project?
It's not.
It's going to take forever.
It literally took me, which I did mine kind of by myself, but it was like a 2-month process
I know
for
that.
Me.
Like I've seen my wife do this. It doesn't take like a day, David. It takes weeks.
Because you have to let stuff dry and then put different coats on. And
that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how long this is going to take. It could be an all day thing.
David, it's going to be an all weekend
thing.
It's
going to be a.
But I
the rest
have
of
no
your
idea.
Lifetime
I wouldn't even get there until like 7 o'clock tonight. And then tomorrow, we'll probably be working all day. And then on Sunday, I'll have to leave by like 9 a.m.
You see what's happening, don't you, Brandon?
What's happening?
She's getting him primed and ready for the job.
Oh, all the honeydews?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the best part of your relationship is right now. You know how you said you don't want to move in together yet?
Yeah.
Didn't you say that?
No.
Is it still true that you don't want to live with her yet?
That is not. Oh, my God.
Is it still true?
He's freaking out.
Dude, you're killing me right now.
Well, I wish you guys the best. I know you're having troubles.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, congratulations to Carrie Underwood. She's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That is so cool.
She's being inducted the same year that Simon Cowell is being inducted. Jennifer Lawrence, Snoop Dogg, Ice-T, and Carrie Underwood representing country on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Speaking of representing country, Shania Twain is making her comeback after 15 years. She finally has her new single out. Life's about to get good. I know Kelly loves this song.
Love it.
It's a really good one. Here's what it sounds like.
Oh, life's about joy. Life's about pain.
Yeah.
It's all about forgiveness.
The
will to walk away. I'm ready to be loved and love the way I should. Life's about to get good.
Ho! Life's about to get good. What's up with Shania?
Well, she's got her album out coming out September the 29th, and with all of that, she's getting her own Country Music Hall of Fame exhibit that's opening June the 30th. And they're documenting basically everything from the start of her career when she was making appearances and performances at Canadian bars to her most recent appearance at the Stagecoach Festival in California.
That's neat.
To her being in those music videos you all remember in the late 90s and early 2000s. Mm-hmm. So all of that will be in there starting up June the 30th in Nashville.
Cool.
So Luke Bryan treated his VIP fans to a brand new song right before his concert. You know how they'll do that sometimes for the VIP fans. And he played for them Like You Say You Do, just him and his guitar. And here's what it sounds like.
I want you tell everyone that she is your only one. But I see the other side. Though all the things you want to hide. Man, you put you up a real good front. You're thinking you got everyone, but you ain't got me fooled. I see right through.
I like this song. Some of the words.
If you love her like you say you do, then why don't you love her like you say you do? Cause I wanna love her like you say you do. Treat her right, then don't make her lie awake another night, waiting for another dream that just ain't coming true. If you ain't gonna love her like you say you do, then I wanna love her like you say you do.
I like it.
Sounds good.
The next single right there, maybe from Luke Bryan. Mm-hmm. We'll find out. That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
In 9 minutes, WWE tickets go on sale.
Yeah, you can get those at Ticketmaster.com.
So we have Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Sasha Banks, Alexa Bliss, all of them at the Convocation Center.
Yeah, that'd be a good time.
Finn Balor is going to be there too. I know some people are excited about that. So WWE tickets on sale at 10 o'clock this morning. Don't forget also, we have free wrestling tomorrow at AutoMax, MACW Pro Wrestling. The superstar Bill Dundee at 12:30. He'll do autographs. The matches start at noon. Dundee, myself, the Memphis Rider.
Whoever that might be.
You still don't know who that is.
No, and I'm working on trying to find it out throughout the day, so maybe follow my social media. Dustin Starr, Maria Starr, the Mercury Brothers. It's going to be a fun show. Action Jackson. So all that's going on. Plus, tomorrow's also the Diego Ranch fundraiser.
That'll be in the old Kmart parking lot, so you can stop out there. That's all for free, 10 until 5. You can stop out there and ride some horses. And the new Transformers movie is out this weekend, too.
Okay, cool.
Transformers, what's the name of it? The Last Night. This will be the fifth one, and it looks like Optimus Prime is a bad guy.
Oh, wow. Those toys are all over stores right now. It's Wonder Woman, Cars 3, and Transformers
in
toy stores. All right, hope you guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you back here Monday.